Blackstone Audio presents Dismantling the Empire, America's Last Best Hope by Chalmers Johnson. Introduction: The Suicide Option. During the last years of the Clinton administration, I was in my mid-60s, retired from teaching Asian International Relations at the University of California, and deeply bored by my specialty, Japanese politics. It seemed that Japan would continue forever as a docile satellite of the United States, a safe place to park tens of thousands of American troops, as well as ships and aircraft, all ready to assert American hegemony over the entire Pacific region. I was then in the process of rethinking my research and determining where I should go next. At the time, one aspect of the Clinton administration especially worried me. In the aftermath of the breakup and disappearance of the Soviet Union, U.S. officials seemed unbearably complacent about America's global ascendancy. They were visibly bathed in a glow of post-Cold War triumphalism. It was hard to avoid their high-decibel assertions that our country was unique in history, their insistence that we were now, and for the imaginable future, the lone superpower, or, in the words of Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the indispensable nation. The implication was that we would be so for an eternity. If ever there was a self-satisfied country that seemed headed for a rude awakening, it was the United States. I became concerned as well that we were taking for granted the goodwill of so many nations, even as we incautiously ran up a tab of insults to the rest of the world. What I couldn't quite imagine was that President Clinton's arrogance and his administration's risk-taking, the 1998 cruise missile attack on the Al-Shifa pharmaceutical plant in Khartoum, Sudan, for instance, or the 1999 bombing of the